Welcome to the Bod Pod, the podcast where everybody is welcome. I'm your host, Rachel K. Grimm, and each week we welcome old and new friends to talk all things body image, self-love, and confidence. This is the Bod Pod. Speaking of lingerie that makes us feel as good as it looks, today's Bod Pod sponsor is Adore Me. I've been buying lingerie, swimwear, bra and panty sets, and even my loungewear from Adore Me for years. Seriously, I end up falling in love with everything I wear from Adore Me, and they have so many different styles and silhouettes and a huge size range that goes up to 4X. So it's really easy to find something that works for your specific body type. It has been so fun and refreshing to work with a brand like Adore Me that really puts the focus on how the items make you feel no matter who you are. I'm a part of their creators program, and I've had so much fun meeting other influencers through their platform. And I also have gotten to know the Adore Me team personally. And I've even had the opportunity to sit in on one of their company meetings. So it's just been great to get to work with a brand that I resonate with so closely and that has items I genuinely admire and use. They actually just came out with a new collection, and I honestly think it's one of the best yet. There are so many fun, vibrant, warm weather colors and funky patterns that are perfect heading into summer. You can shop Adore Me's new collection or anything off the website when you subscribe to Adore Me's super flexible VIP membership. You'll get 50% off your first set, $10 off every set after that, and you'll get exclusive access to sales throughout the year. And if monthly memberships aren't your thing, you can make regular one-time purchases too. Head over to adoreme.com to treat yourself to something new for this summer and beyond. Whatever you want to do in your lingerie, we're here for it.
When you wear a nice lingerie that you like for yourself, really, that feels good, just wear it and really do not show it to anybody. Don't even put it up on Instagram. Don't show it to anybody. When you really do it just for you, just force yourself to do it just for yourself, wear the most, cover yourself up as much as you want. But know that underneath there's a secret.
Hey, Bod Pod Squad, I'm Rachel K. Grimm, the confidence coach behind Ditch the Click and your Bod Pod host. Every week from my cute Brooklyn apartment, I'm bringing you all the confidence boosting conversations with some of your favorites in the space. And today I have someone who is one of my favorites. And if she's not already one of your favorites, I know you're going to leave loving her. I have Christiana. Christiana is a model, and you might know her as the second runner-up for the most recent season of America's Next Top Model. She is the founder, producer, and mother of The Real Catwalk. She's a content creator doing all of the bad B things. Christiana, welcome to the pod. I'm so happy you're here.
You're like the best cheerleading. I feel so good already.
Girl, yes.
Today's a rainy day in New York City, but we feel so sunny.
It's not raining in this convo, girl. We are shining bright. And we're shining bright in our lingerie. Can we, like, take a moment?
Oh, can we please? Can we please?
I know, right?
Can we show it around?
Can I show you my bunny tail? I have a bunny rabbit as a pet. She, like, hops around my apartment. And so when Adore Me sent me this, I was like, oh, we're twins. I'm loving the green on you. You're always wearing these, like, bright, cool, fun colors in your shoots. You look so good in it.
I love color, especially I grew up not wearing any color. So now I'm like, let's go for it. Let's bring every color I can, throw it on me. No color looks bad on anybody. I'm a huge believer of that.
Yes. If you are just listening in, highly recommend going to our YouTube channel to watch this episode, because Christiana and I, as I said, we're wearing lingerie on video today. Like she said, we're wearing fun colors, embracing our real bodies. We're going to get into all of that conversation about embracing our real bodies. But can we start, Christiana? You literally just hugged yourself, right? Like, you're feeling so good in your body. You show up all over the subway in New York, our ads on Instagram, all the things. Like, you show up so confidently. Like, you do such a great job of that. And so often with your body out to play in lingerie. You just made a statement when we were starting saying, I used to not always wear color. I used to not wear color. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to, like, when you first started wearing color, when you first started feeling comfortable in lingerie? What was your experience with that lingerie, with embracing your body, embracing color, wearing what you want?
when I was growing up in Ukraine, and I remember my mom taking me to the lingerie shop for the first time. And for my age, at the age, I think I started growing my boobs at 15, like way later than my pals. But still, somehow, the way I was growing with my height, I'm very tall. So with my height, with my size in general, things were not proportioned. So we couldn't find anything. So I couldn't find a bra to wear, and I still had to wear little tank tops underneath. So that was interesting. And moving to the United States, I was 21. I found the selection, and it finally was a thing that, oh, this is interesting. So at least I perceived it as something I could possibly have. But then again, that condition and that lingerie was only meant to when you start dating somebody. And I didn't even have a boyfriend until I was that year 21. So that was probably my first lingerie. And that was the only one I had one set for a very long time. Now I have probably about 1,000.
Your
But
closet is overflowing with all the lingerie, as we say.
yeah, at times still, when I was not confident at all in my body. So that's something that grew on me over time when I started to like what I have as opposed to trying to be something else, because it was a lifelong process of trying to be anything but this. I dare anybody who hasn't done it yet, when you wear a nice lingerie that you like for yourself, really, that feels good, just wear it and really do not show it to anybody. Don't even put it up on Instagram. Don't show it to anybody. When you really do it just for you, just force yourself to do it just for yourself, wear the most. Cover yourself up as much as you want, but know that underneath there's a secret that's your personal private secret that's for you, and nobody gets to see it but you. Something switches in your brain, which for me it did. For the first time when I wore a lingerie, and I was like, it was very conflicting because part of me wanted to show it, part of me wanted to tell somebody, like, ooh, I'm wearing something sweet, but I didn't tell. So I went back home, nobody got to see it. It's not like I got a date or anything. So all the single ladies, but that really switched something in my brain. I was like, wow, actually it felt good. It felt like I had something powerful, something mine only. And then from that point on, from that core, things started to shift as I was going out into the world. So now when I put something nice under, it just gives me that extra boost because, like, I know something you don't know.
What led you to now being this lingerie model and in underwear, right? From that moment of when you first wore that lingerie and you were like, wow, okay, something's different. Something feels different when I do this for myself, to now being where you are, showing up like this all the time. What happened in between there?
It first took me being okay and more so comfortable, and it was not something like a switch, and now we're 180 degrees off. I really disliked everything that I was. But I didn't like everything about my body. I didn't like how my skin folds. I didn't like how I walked. I didn't like how I looked. I didn't like what I saw in the mirror. I didn't like this because it didn't look like I saw on magazines, or it didn't look like I saw on the online stores when I was shopping. It just felt, oh, like I needed to do something. I needed to do a treatment on my body to get my body to look like this. I need to do this and that. And I kept on racing. So it was continuous self-dislike, self-loathing, continuous. And it was just so normal. I honestly did not even know how to not think like that because it was normal to be like, oh, I just need to lose weight. If somebody says a compliment, you're like, oh no, it's just makeup. So basically, I would just disregard people's opinions of me because my opinion was apparently more important, that I was not good enough. And that was something I needed to hold on strongly because that gave me that, what I thought at the time, value. Like I needed to fight to look this certain way. It was a nice, sad little moment, and I feel good. I feel very soft towards that version of me, and I'm holding her so tight because she didn't know any better. Like I just did a Pilates class, and why is it still not getting me to where I needed to be? So slowly for me, in the times, I remember the day that it happened. Actually, it was just a nice little day, dust into the dust coming through the sunbeams. And I stood there, and I remember just really being unhappy that month with myself and just where my life was. And I remember just taking a look from all the busy chit chats in my head. I didn't say anything. In my head, I didn't have anything to say about what I saw. I was just astounded with just beauty, beautiful light. And then I realized that, oh, wow. Of course, in my head, then, oh, wow, I can have no chat in my mind. That's possible. And I felt really good for that moment. So I took this, what I just learned, towards myself. So I looked at myself and I was like, what if I look and I not have an opinion? What if I look, what if I see and
Oh my
not
gosh,
tell
yes.
myself anything at all? What if I can do this? Because that felt really good to see the sunbeam and not comment. that this is a sunbeam, to not comment, to not make any, to not give it any adjectives. So I did it to myself. I looked and I was like, skin, belly. I didn't try to chit chat in my head and try to battle. And that was like, whoa. And I'm getting goosebumps. Can you
No,
see?
I have
Like,
goosebumps as well as you're talking about it. So powerful.
it's so simple.
Yeah,
It's
it really
really,
is.
it's all there in the head. It's all, that's all it is, really.
Yeah.
Realizing that I don't have to chit chat and gossip about my own body with myself.
Yes, something that I talk about all the time when I'm like coaching women or that I've spoken about at events is that scene in Mean Girls where they're all standing in the mirror. And they're like commenting on their bodies about things that they'd want to change. And I always mention that scene because that is so what we all do to ourselves all the time. Like we constantly are looking in the mirror, perpetuating that conversation about our bodies.
Before that moment, there was me online. I was on Instagram. I was like, heavily edited. I was begging photographers, and I was already starting to model at the time. I was begging photographers to liquefy me. If somebody does know the tool, I was basically, it's a tool that makes you look slimmer. So I was begging them, oh, please, please, I just want my arms to look slimmer. Oh, please, just around my waist, just make sure that there's no folds and things like that. So I would beg photographers to edit me out, and I would edit myself out. It was really unhappy time too, just because I remember, wow, how sad, how sad. I didn't like how I was, so I wanted to look a different way. I wanted to look photoshopped. So that moment, from that point moment on, things have shifted. I did a photo shoot with a friend of mine who took photos of me, no makeup, no hair
Yes.
done. That's going to be very different for people online because I had such a nice base at the time. I think a couple thousand followers
Yeah.
who loved what I posted.
Yeah.
Obviously, again, it was all the same face. So I was very scared. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? It was that F it attitude where I
Yeah.
was like, I'm going to post this image. And I was just sitting by the window, daylight. Again, no Photoshop, no editing, just natural, normal, happy, because I was starting to feel happy at the time.
Yeah.
And he took a beautiful photo of me. His name is Mark. And I posted the image. And somehow, a day later, when I went back to Instagram, I looked at it. My photo, for me at the time, went viral. It got over 2,000 likes or something,
Yeah.
from going from 100 to 200 likes, going to 2,000. And I was shocked. I was shocked. Obviously, I got some interesting comments back then from guys. Oh, look what you've done. You became a cow, blah, blah, all that kind of stuff within a day.
Right.
But then I had this mass amount of women talking, oh my goodness, finally, I feel seen. Thank you. I feel more confident. It was just one day for me. Was one image could inspire somebody. There were women just thanking me, and they're saying that, oh, now they're in one image. It's just one day, they were telling me how inspired they are to be more confident with how they are.
You know what I love? There's almost a comparison here between you putting on that lingerie just for yourself the first time and you coming to terms with your body and then you sharing online. You decided to show up in that shoot and be real and authentic in your body, no editing, because you were like, this is what feels good to me. And I'm coming to be comfortable with my body. So I'm going to share this content. You did the lingerie for you, like wearing that and being like, this is for me to feel how I feel in it. And yeah, as you said, you wanted to share it with someone and eventually you got to. Now you share it with the world. But same with this photo, right? It was something that you did for you. You didn't expect it to go the way it did. But
It
I
was
think
not
that
for the
just
male
speaks.
gaze at all. Although
Yes.
essentially that was the case. I wanted the male gaze. I wanted to feel sexy because I didn't feel sexy about myself. So I wanted to hear, you're so sexy, you're so pretty. And I still didn't
Right.
believe them, to be honest with you.
It didn't help. That didn't
Yeah.
help. But it just goes to show the power in embracing that like acceptance of self and how when we do that, when we embrace ourselves confidently, oh my gosh, the inspiration, like you said, like women saying, oh my gosh, this is what I've needed to see. I know showing up online, I recently just shared a photo and same as you, like not editing my skin, not editing my body. And
How
there
did it
was a
feel?
girl who she didn't comment on it, but she DM'd me and was like, thank you so much for not editing. Thank you. And she was like, it really makes me feel like seen. And
Actually,
I
the way I grew up, this was interesting because I only learned it here when I moved to the United States, that stretch marks
Yeah.
are not pretty. Because I actually grew up in Ukraine, people love stretch marks. They're actually considered to be
Yeah.
attractive. So it was really sh culture shock to me.
That's
People
wild.
think when somebody says, oh, I'm trying to use this cream to get over my stretch marks, I genuinely go, that's weird. That also tells you how beauty standards could be different in different countries as
Yes.
well.
And that so many of our beauty standards are manufactured and for money, right? To
Oh,
sell you a
yes.
product, to get rid of Stretch marks. It is a manufactured, like, it's an industry, ultimately, making you feel that you have to look a certain way to be beautiful. Meanwhile, here you are right now. Again, anyone who is simply listening, I urge you to watch our YouTube channel. Like, Christiana, you look amazing here. You're sitting in a way that, like, okay, wait, this goes into your Instagram too, because you share stuff like this on Instagram all the time. I see it going mm-hmm. viral. You are sitting, like, with your legs up, belly folded, leaning forward. That's a normal way to sit. Right?
This is normal. I like to sit like this.
Exactly. That's, and, but we get so, like, I don't want anyone to see my belly folds. I don't want anyone to see a roll, or I don't want to seem like I roll. Like, we all have a belly. All of our bellies do that when we sit. That's normal. You recently shared one at dinner. You've shared, like, the belly folds on the beach. Can we talk about that a little? Because it's so great.
Yeah. Again, this also comes from the journey. So the journey had, I had to face two drastic sides, extreme hate, but then also extreme where I was like showing only at a certain point of my career, a certain point of my Instagram journey and my self-love journey, you'll see me going a little bit extra with a point where I was like showing off, always be unhinged and show off your roles and don't be afraid, no makeup. But at the same time, and then so to find my golden middle, I had to face two extreme yeah. sides. And yeah. so now that I'm finding finally that pure balance between the both, I am finally able to realize and see the beauty in both. Like, there yeah. it's not one side, not one way to exist as a human being is a wrong way. There's just sometimes we have to face certain things that move us to become a certain way. I don't know, whatever the reason is.
Absolutely.
But the reality is that I posted that video where the sexy guy is coming, where we're sitting, we're just girls sitting, relaxed, our bellies are out, and we see a sexy guy or somebody with a sexy girl, whoever was it, whoever we're attracted to,
yeah.
we suddenly suck it in and we just watch them pass us by, and then we go, let it go again, and
yeah.
let the bellies out. So I things like that I do all the time now, because I think it's funny. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I think this is just a little tiny representation of us that we often do. And yeah. again, I'm not trying to be judgmental that right. it's running for mascara. Oh my gosh, Johnny is coming, so I need to put mascara on. I'm not, I find it really beautiful. I find it beautiful that we could be all kinds of ways. We don't have to right. judge each other, because there'll be another person saying, why do you need to put mascara on for somebody else? But it's right. not. The base is, if you have that base of self-love, like wearing lingerie for yourself, it's also okay to do it for other reasons.
Yeah.
So once you already know, once you're settled in and grounded in self-acceptance enough, that is that's just such a good core, and then yes. you do it for others as well, and it's okay. And even yeah. if you're not there yet with grounding things for yourself and doing mascara for yourself, if like not doing whatever the kid is you do, it's still okay if you have that intention to eventually be happy with everything that you are, because we're changing, we're getting some lines and wrinkles, all that stuff. It's good, it's going that way anyway.
You are the mother of the yeah. real catwalk. Tell us about it. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration. The visuals that have come out of that are absolutely empowering. So I can't even imagine in person, when people get to experience that, what it's like.
Oh, it's so incredible. Basically, The Real Catwalk is a guerrilla style show. It's very impromptu. We take over the cities, usually the most crowded populated areas of the cities, and show ourselves off in however we want to show up. We throw an amazing fashion show. Essentially, we started doing it at Times Square. So in the middle of Times Square, in the middle of winter, we would throw these wonderful catwalks with hundreds of people just celebrating each other, just celebrating themselves, just dancing. And we create the runway walk right there with the people. We use people, hundreds of people watching. They serve, they help us to create this beautiful runway walk. And then everyone's screaming, crying, loving upon each other. It's just, it's really incredible. And we've taken it obviously globally. And there are people around the world that now also organize and start The Real Catwalks, because it's so easy to do. All you have to do is get a few people that yep. want to try and unapologetically show themselves and also feel celebrated by others. It's very delicious, yummy feelings. Usually we feel so buzzed after the event is over, although the fashion show itself lasts maybe what, 15 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And we use street performers. We try to get people that are local to get our music, street drums,
yes.
photographers, everyone shows up. It's a volunteer only event. It's just pure energy, and everyone who's there is there for the sake of love.
And the diversity that you've had there, diversity across the board, right?
Across the board.
Able-bodied mm-hmm. and not, racial diversity, like literally gender
Everybody. It's there's
diversity.
absolutely no, the only requirement is openness to others that aren't like you. That's really the only that's the only number one requirement. Other than that, there's no no's. I'm not gonna say no. So if somebody even is completely like a somebody, let's say somebody who is a quote unquote typical standard size model with the hair and the body that even that person can do, it's not only certain kind of differences, if that makes sense for you. It's for everybody, everybody, no matter what sexuality,
Literally.
culture, religion, able, like different, like everything. We're there to celebrate you. I don't care. You want to suck in your belly, do it. You want to let it go, you do that. I'm gonna be just there. Usually I'm the person standing behind the curtain before each model comes out, and we have sometimes 200 to 300 people, and I will massage everybody and I will yell in their ear how amazing they are, and they're walking out feeling so good, and they come back feeling incredible. Like, this New York Fashion Week was so terrible. Let's do it, guys. And you, I call up, I send out the note on Instagram, and everyone's like, yeah, let's do it. And usually we plan it within a week or 2 weeks. The last one was in Los Angeles. We were calling out just post-pandemic diversity on TV shows that we see. It just was saddening to us. So that was one of the main reasons we wanted to call out the Hollywood, as we say. And it's not, again, Real Catwalk is not about calling out. It's really about us feeling good. But I always personally carry that subliminal message of let's remind them who they need to have more of. We're all like, please bring diversity. No, it should be so normal. Yeah, that's normal. Why are we talking about this? This is normal. Everyone should feel represented.
I got to sit at the Fashion Week this year, and who comes just strutting her stuff down the runway so confidently, and just the eruption of energy when you walked down that runway. And it really goes along with the confidence that you have. I can't even explain it. It's so powerful seeing you out there. And I want to talk about that adaptation in your runway walk. Right? Because so if we look at shows like America's Next Top Model, that we look back teaching us like how to walk a runway. And I'm sure with what you do, there's so much like this is how you're supposed to walk, right? How did you find this confidence to be like, no, I'm gonna walk my way?
So I think what I do on the runway myself, it's a really rare moment. It's always really rare. I'm not like that in person. I'm just gonna say out in case somebody sees me on the runway. That's a very different person. It's me, but it's a whole different side.
I love that you say
So
that. You're like, that's your like model ego self walking down that
yes.
runway.
So I do a lot of free model workshops, like boot camps, just for fun, because I really want people to feel. Just, I love sharing my information with people, period. So
No gatekeeping, girl. We don't do that
when I
gatekeeping.
tell,
You're sharing. I love
yeah,
it.
I love that. A lot of models are introverted and they struggle with self-love. So it's very important for me to say that on the runway, there you are usually the only person walking out. Like, you are the person, and everyone's looking at you. You have to allow it. You have to allow being seen. Maybe 20 seconds only. Maybe it's only 20 seconds, maybe even less than it. But you have to open up that gate completely. It's not a halfway open door. It's a completely, you have to be allowed to be seen, because A, seen 360. So you have to let go of everything. Yeah, just allow that 20 seconds to be as most, like, the biggest possible ego expanded like a sunshine. Imagine you're a sunshine. And even if you imagine that, visualize yourself being a sunshine, let it be so bright that if people needed to close their eyes, like when you stare at the sun too much, let them close their eyes. So when I ask people to do that, just absorb all of the attention, because again, you have to. That's it's going to serve you the best, but also inspires people. And you don't have to, you don't, like, you don't think, no words.
The power that you get from that. And as you said, the inspiration that, yes, you see yourself, but you inspire others to be. What a great, I know that wasn't the intention behind you sharing how you do it, but what a great tip to discovering your confidence too.
And most important is, like, wordlessness. Like that moment where I saw the sunbeam and the dust, it's the wordlessness. Just for a little bit, just allow yourself not to speak in your mind. That's it. Just for a little bit. So it's, and it feels very relaxing, because then you don't have to think about it. Oh my gosh, am I doing right? And if you're not a model and you just want to practice and have fun with it, when you take that 20 seconds walking in the middle of the city, knowing that you wear the cute little lingerie for yourself that nobody knows about, just for 20 seconds, test, just try it out. Because you never know that 20 seconds can eventually grow into 2 hours. maybe 2 days,
20
and then
years.
20 years. Oh my gosh, but maybe you'll just get to be confident, because confidence is interesting. It's really interesting. And I am
Yes.
not naturally a confident person. I think you hear the sincerity in my voice when I say that. It's
It's,
a lot of work for me
yeah,
still.
we're always saying on this podcast that it is a journey, and there are days that like do not feel like your most confident days, and that's absolutely okay. Let's talk a little bit about America's Next Top Model, because as it's been in its past problematic in ways, right? And we know that you are so confidently showing up as yourself right here, right now, today, in the work that you do, when you have the real catwalk, when you're on a catwalk. How did that impact your confidence, or how did your confidence impact those who were watching or those who were on the show with you? Did you notice that like flooding, that confidence like flooding into other things?
It was still the early on. My journey of confidence was still early on at the time.
On your
So
confidence journey, it was you were early on.
early on, when I was
Okay.
filming when I was filming America's Next Top Model. So even in the show, while I felt confident modeling,
Yes.
so I think that the sunbeam sort of energy, because I really wanted to win so much, so I did my best, my absolute best to do what I could do. Now, but behind the scenes, often even Ashley Graham would talk to me. She would go, "Girl, be more confident. You made it this far. What's going on?" So
Yeah.
I would literally be told by Tyra, by Drew, but especially Ashley Graham. I don't remember if it was aired or not aired, because obviously we were filmed the whole time, but I just remember her words. She goes, "You need to be more confident. What is going on? Look how far you've gone. This is manifestation 101. I want it to be. This is, I told myself, this is the only reality TV I want to be on when I first moved to the United States." And I got
You
myself
did
to it.
it.
Somebody who's a foreigner, that's a huge deal. That's a huge
Yes.
deal.
It's
Right.
huge.
So, and I was like, that's right. Why not? Why not be more confident about things that I do? Why do I have to be always judgy and always compare myself? Like, well, that's better. That person's doing better. But sometimes we have to sit back and actually be appreciative. The gratitude, no matter where you are on your journey, you have to also do that. You have to have sometimes once a day, hopefully, just be like, okay, just something I'm thankful for, because that will also humble you down a little bit. And you can take a deep breath and say, okay, we made it this far. We've made it somewhere.
Right.
We made it somewhere. Because
Yes.
again, as a person who has anxieties, like it's helpful to for my anxieties to pause,
Yes.
be thankful.
Yes. I talk about that all the time, like finding gratitude in every day and like the smallest of things is so grounding and allows you to accept that moment that you're in. Okay, so I have two last questions for you. First, you move your belly in a way that I have never seen anyone move their belly before.
Can you see
Check it
me?
out. Wait,
I don't know
again,
this position.
anyone?
Okay.
It's wild.
It's
Yeah, how do
alive.
you do this? Can you teach us like 101 to moving our belly that way?
This is so funny. So I don't know why I'm laughing about this, but my biological father left our family when I was really young. And
Okay.
I don't remember him teaching me anything in my life, but he taught me this. Because he knew how to do that, and I was like, "Oh wow, Dad, that's a very talented." That was a kid. I was like, "Can you teach me?" And he just showed it to me, and I looked at him, and I just repeated it. So that's it. But I was like, "Dad, thanks for that."
Again, anyone who is just listening, highly recommend going to our
Oh
YouTube channel, seeing Christiana, how she's moving her belly, or go to her Instagram. Like she like rolls her belly. Yes. She's
I
so
didn't practice it for
even though for the life of
a
me, I
while,
don't
so.
know how to do that. For some reason, when I see you do that, like on Instagram and things, I'm like, it feels so relatable and real. Just like to what you said about learning it, like silly girl, like with her dad, like learning how, like it's just, again, it's so real and all bellies move, all bellies fold. And I just love that you do that. Let's make that a thing.
Let's make it a thing. Just hashtag belly rolls. And
I love it.
yeah.
Okay. Question that I ask everyone who's on the podcast. What does confidence mean to you, Christiana?
Ooh, that's a good question. Confidence to me would probably mean simple existence in yourself. I
Wow.
don't know what else to add to that, to be honest with you, because
That's beautiful.
it's really that simple. It's simply about existence. Because
Yeah.
let's say, hey, I have anxieties. It's that simple, let's say. And
Truly.
if you're my friend, you'll be affected by it. I'm very confidently saying that. So I
love
think
it.
that's, it's like, I don't have to feel, it's simple. So there's no, you don't have to throw any type of shade or color on this experience. It's a simple existence, simple of whatever experience that we're having. So if you're trying to throw, oh, I have anxiety, so don't be offended by it. I might be freaking out when I'm driving, things like that. So that you're trying to color it, you're trying to almost guide people how, based on your own traumatic experiences with other people, now you're trying to pre-warn people not to feel that way or whatever it is. That's what usually considered not confidence, because you're trying to color, throwing the color of emotion, manipulation, although it's not evil, it's just how we do it. It's like a kind of self-survival. But I think it's so interesting how actual confidence, that's essentially very helpful for you, is very simple.
I'm so excited about this conversation, Christiana. This has been seriously so empowering. I love that when I ask that question to anyone, the answer is always different, but everyone comes back to like self, right? And the impact of self, but also how that confidence then impacts everyone around them. Highly recommend giving Christiana a follow. You will laugh. You will feel fabulous. So good. You also just launched a new account with a friend showing like the same clothes on different bodies, very different heights, different sizes. So highly
It's
recommend.
we just started it. It's called New York Dot Duo. We're
Perfect.
just starting. It's going to be amazing. We were doing so much together. Whew, it's going to be an overwhelmed, but
Well, then
overwhelming
all
and
of us who are
wonderful.
listening will be on the ground level of following you. So we'll get to watch. We'll watch
Yeah,
the
you'll be
journey.
first. You'll be first.
Love it so much. Christiana, thank you so much for being a part of this conversation today and for being such a light, literally a sunlight, a beam of light.
Just like you are.
Yes. Thanks, girls. It's funny. I always say light attracts light. And I think that's why we get to have this conversation today. It's awesome. Thank you to everyone who's listening today, too. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and review our show. Be sure to give us a follow so that you know every week when we're coming out with new episodes. And like I said multiple times today, because our imagery in this episode is just so freaking good, give us a follow over on YouTube too. Watch our episodes there. And of course, you'll see us all the time on Instagram at the BodCon. And we also have launched our app, the BodCon, where we're having confidence boosting conversations like this all the time with you in real time. So we'd love to see you there. Until next time, Christiana, thank you so much. We'll see you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Bod Pod. We release new episodes every week, and we're available on all podcast streaming platforms and now YouTube too. Subscribe to our channels to be the first to know. Want to talk all things body confidence, enter amazing giveaways, and hear updates about the BodCon 2023? Find us on Instagram at the BodCon. My name's Rachel K. Grimm, and I'll see you next week.